Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the Word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. What? Get straight. Remix, Brother Stone. You're in the universe, keeping God first. Like that for all of y'all. Check it out. You better get straight.
before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to pose or lack a day's control on the gospel. Yo,
you better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to pose or lack a day's control on the gospel.
Yo, somebody about to get their feelings hurt as I clock in and begin to start work with this spiritual sledgehammer hitting all antichrist. Cause I can't stand ya. Let me hand ya this is certificate. Cause you first on my list. Firebombing on you atheist or activist who believe that God don't exist. Whatever you be getting high on, you need to quit. Do you hear how stupid you sound? Take a look around. Ain't one place on this earth where God can't be found. But you choose to believe a lie rather than deny the miracles you've seen with your own eyes. Dismissing the works of God as happenstance. Supernatural wonders taking place just by chance. Yeah, right. I rebuke that dumb and deaf spirit. And when I lay hands on you, I guarantee you'll never forget it.
You better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to pose or lack a days ago on the gospel. Yo,
you better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to pose or lack a days ago on the gospel. Yo,
a message to my defeated foe. You know, I come to tear down some bowl of your kingdom. Harry Potter be the reason kids being trained to grow up to be heathen. Standing in line overnight to get a tattoo on their heads and a book. Parents wake up and take a closer look. It's a setup to get them ready for the mark of the beast. So when it's time for it, they take it with ease. Please don't let another day go by with the Pokemon toys by their bedside. Destroy it and get your house in order before your family becomes one member shorter. Violence should never be glorified. Even if they look like cute animals, they still demons inside. But no, you don't think so. Just remember the girl who was killed by her classmate. He was 5 years old.
You better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel. Yo,
you better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel. Yo,
get straight.
What?
Before it's too late. Pump your brakes. Too busy trying to accelerate. Check it out.
Last but definitely not least, all the warning in the church got to cease. Let us all decrease so that the Lord may increase. Only if we come together, the most souls we can reach. But no, some of y'all believe the Lord is only speaking to you. Arrogant heart is showing a stupid too. For a man that thinks he's God's exclusive ministry, talking like he's got the answer for the entire world's need. If I be lifted up, I'll draw him into me, is what Jesus said. So get it through your head and stop fleshing out. Cause you're going down the wrong route. You better check yourself, or better yet, check your spirit. God's trying to tell you something. Did you hear it? The body has many parts, but one head. And without it, how could the body be led? All that was needed to be said has been said. Get straight.
You better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to oppose or lack a days ago on the gospel. Yo,
you better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who try to oppose or lack a days ago on the gospel. Yo,
you better get straight.
What?
Before it's too late. I mean, you need to slow down and get your foot out the tank. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. In other words, y'all, we got to repent and get straight.
Praise God. Praise God. We do have to get straight. This is Apostle and this is Dr. Maddox, and I'm here with the Word of God. Our subject today is dating. Is that what you call it? Basically, I'm going to be talking about the modern day attitude toward dating, as we call it in church and outside of church. We have a mentality that seems to embrace the philosophy that if we do it in church, it doesn't matter if it breaks the guidelines of God or the context for which he gives directives, we can justify it. I want to go to Galatians 5:18, and it says here, but if you be led of the Spirit, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, you are not under the law of the flesh. Verse 19, now the work of the flesh are manifest. See, if we claim we have the Holy Spirit and we're under grace that brings Holy Spirit into our lives so we can choose to do what's right and not be at the mercy of our law-breaking, spirit-breaking flesh. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seductions, heresies. Galatians 5:21. Envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you do this, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. If you do these things and are doing these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it does not mean do them on Tuesday, repent on Wednesday, do it on Thursday, repent on Friday, do it on Saturday, repent on Sunday, do it on Monday, repent on Tuesday, and that becomes your way of life. Because if that's how you're doing it, you're not a practicing Christian, but a perpetrating one. Hiding under the word of fake grace, I say fake grace. Let me repeat it again. Fake grace says, the more I sin, the greater God is. But Romans 6:1 says, should I sin that grace may abound more? And the answer is no. And some aggressive and progressive translations, the answer is hell no. Now, I know some of you just went, oh, he said hell no. And you've moved into your super accelerated righteous linguistic judgment mode. And at the same time, you're committing fellatio, fornication, witchcraft, and everything else, and you don't blink an eye. But I said hell no, and I'm disqualified from every office, every level of service. While some of you have impregnated someone else's wife, and some of you are carrying someone else's child, other than your husbands. Now, I just had to say that because we get on that horse and we start riding. That's what I call the fake grace. But I want to focus in on fornication, and I want to bring a young lady into the conversation, a young woman who is a minister in the body of Christ who has had to deal with several things as a young woman in the church. And I know many young women who are listening will be able to identify with the minister. Amen. So I'm going to try to bring the minister into this conversation. And hopefully our technology will cooperate and allow us to do that. Amen and amen. God bless you, minister. Are you with us?
God bless you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. I don't want to give her a name. I'm just going to call her Minister L. Is that all right with you, Minister?
That's fine, Apostle.
Great. And Minister L, first of all, I've been knowing Minister L a long time. I knew Minister L before Minister L became a minister. I knew and know Minister L's parents. Or should I say, her grandfather was my mentor. And I watched her grow up as a young lady in church. And I saw what happens to young women in church. Now, if you know some young women who love to come on and comment, you just have them dial 646-716-8530 and press the number 1, and I will recognize them and prayerfully be able to get to them. First of all, I just want to deal with one aspect of the text in Galatians 5:18-21. And I want to deal with the word fornication, because a lot of our young people in church are engaging in premarital sex because they see the adults in church doing it. We got leaders in church who are shacking up, in other words, living with each other and they're not married, holding office in church, over our youth groups, giving the impression that certain lifestyles are biblically sanctioned. The word fornication, in definition, a noun, sexual intercourse between people not married to each other. Let me read that again. Sexual intercourse between people not married to each other. Now, I've talked to young people, and they told me they're not committing fornication based on this definition, because young ladies say we have not been penetrated, and the young men says we have not penetrated anyone. But they're having fellatio, which is oral sex. Some are having what they call dry sex, rubbing up against each other when they still have their clothes on till they reach a point of climax, or they're being stimulated by phone sex behind these jails and talking to each other on the phone or the internet, bringing themselves to a point of stimulated orgasm and claiming they're not having sex. And they're those in the church who's supposed to be representing the text here, and this is not the only place, giving them the impression that this is okay. Now, Minister L, you've been single woman in the church, you've been a married woman in the church, and now you're a single woman in the church. And can you be very honest about some of the pressures that manifest when you are a young woman or a young person, but in this case, you are a young woman who's trying to live a life of holiness and chastity and without sexual activity according to the Bible's definition? What has been your experience?
Well, Apostles, it's been difficult as far as me even trying to date. What I've noticed that people in the church do the same thing as people outside of the church. It is not a discipline or something that people try to live up to the standard of God and what God set forth. It's more, I have this urge, it's natural, I'm supposed to. But if you think about it, yes, it's natural, and yes, this is something that God wants you to do, but in his context. But people normally go after how they feel and not set a standard. It's been very difficult to find any person that wants to do that or to live up to what God set for us as human beings, as his children. If he's the daddy, he set the rules, and we need to follow them. But most people decide this is how they feel, and God will understand. Forgetting that God is the one who created you, and He knows what He set inside of you, but He also told you how to live and how to live correctly. So it's been really difficult to find somebody who has the same standards that God sets and wants to play out those same standards.
So what you're saying to me is that even in church, people are speaking in tongues, laying hands, falling
yes.
out, rolling on the carpet. And they will approach you and put their hand on your butt, and when you knock it away, they want to accuse you of being a lesbian or something like that because you're not acting in a worldly manner to the courting, quote-unquote, dating scenario?
It seems like because the world has accepted certain behaviors, that the church has accepted certain behaviors. Instead of standing out and being the voice that God wants us to be, we just accept whatever voice. And instead of us saying when we see something wrong or difficult in our life or anything like that, we're too afraid to stand up and say, no, this is not how we're supposed to be. So usually people are made to be outcast. People have a lot of rumors on them because you do not want to follow something that is acceptable in that clique or in that organization. Now, if I'm in church, that's supposed to be something that's not acceptable, and we're learning to be disciplined. But unfortunately, it is something that is acceptable, and people continue to do it as if they never knew what God's word was.
You know, that's amazing, because I've talked to people, you know, I operate in a level in ministry and in here in deliverance. And a lot of the young women that I encountered, their first sexual encounters were by people who were ordained in the church, who were supposed to have been counseling them, and somehow led the young women into believing that what they were doing was some kind of sex therapy, and that it was unbalanced for them to not have sex at all. But somehow it was godly to have sex within the church, and especially with those who are ordained. Now, I know this is going to, what I'm saying is going to bother someone, because it's almost like I'm pulling the sheet off of top secret information protecting those in ministry who go about victimizing people in church sexually. And then when these people begin to act out within the congregation, they are hands are tied because they're already compromised. I'm not saying all, but too many. And then the other piece is we live by a worldly standard, a politically correct standard, rather than a Christian standard. Now, people, I can give you some examples of women in church. As I came in as a young man, I saw women in church getting pregnant by men that weren't their husbands that told their husbands, I'm pregnant, but this is not your child. And then we raise our children, and our young men and young women get molested. But because we're playing church, we don't want to deal with it or address it. When I was a youth director, I had several young women come to me and report that they were being molested by their stepfathers or someone else. And being an ex-dope dealer and gangbanger, and never one who was into that, taking advantage of children, I was an old school gangster. I addressed it. And I had one pastor tell me when I brought it to his attention, I'm up for a promotion, and something like this can harm my career. So rather than deal with the fact that this 11, 12-year-old girl was being molested, in order to further their career, they ignored it. I know pastors who are still pastoring this very day. Felt like because they were white pastors, I'm going to go there, that the young black women in the church were the same as the young black women in slavery, that they could just simply walk up the stroll and pick the one they wanted and used and abused. And they're still pastoring today. This is where we are with our sexual mores and morals in the church. Lindsay has seen it, I've seen it, and there are many more who have seen it who are listening who don't want to call in because somebody might recognize their voice and become concerned that they're about to be exposed. But my brothers and sisters, those of us who claim to be Christians, we cannot continue to play that game. We cannot continue to go around and call certain things dating. The title of this message is Dating. Is that what you call it? I've known of young women who've been date raped in church. Young men and young women who've been violated by young men and young women. Because we have a sexual promiscuity, a sexual acceptance, perverted based on the word of God. So I'm not going to get into some semantic debate about who are you to say what's right and wrong. I'm nobody. I'm just simply saying what God says is right or wrong. God has a definition about what's right or wrong. Now, Minister L,
yes, sir.
Have you felt ostracized or set outside of the social context, so-called, because you have chosen, and I'm going to be very direct, not to sleep with everybody who carries a Bible, quotes the scripture, speaks in tongues, and flips over three times?
Yes, usually it's more of an isolation. Once people, I believe everybody's going to test you and they need to know. But once they know, it's more of an isolation and, you know, we don't need to talk to her, and then it could talk, turn into, well, she's just stuck up and nobody can talk to her. It turns into that once somebody has decided, well, you know, I couldn't win or I couldn't get over or their agenda didn't work. When their agenda just didn't match my agenda. When I decide to date or to go out with somebody, it is not so that we can sleep together. I have been married, like I said, and got divorced. I do have a son, and so my perspective is completely different on what I need to do. Because I am a minister, my life has been changed. Because Jesus is my Lord and Savior, my life has been changed, and my mentality is different. It does not change the fact that I don't have desires, which I do, but under God and doing what God tells me to do, he is helping me to have discipline and do what I need to do so that when my husband comes, when the person's supposed to come, I can be pure in the mind and be pure in the body. And his agenda will be my agenda, which is to further the word of God and to be a good husband as well as me being a good wife. So as I go out, this is something that I'm actually glad that I'm broadcasting to the Holy Spirit, that I am not trying to be like the world. I want to be different, and I want men to see me as completely different and not something to conquer or something to protect and something to cherish.
Well, I just hope and pray that a lot of young women heard that and quit selling themselves short. I mean, it's important that they understand that they don't have to listen to nonsense on any level relative to their bodies, what they need to do. I'm going to read from Leviticus, the 18th chapter, starting verse 1. And the Lord God said unto Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord thy God. And he says, here's what I want you to do. Here's how I want you to behave. He says, you should not approach somebody near the kin to you and uncover their nakedness. Don't be sleeping with your cousin and your uncle, and you should not cover the nakedness of your mother or your father. In other words, the nakedness of your mother means her husband, and of the father means his wife. The nakedness of your father's wife. The nakedness of that sister and that daughter. That's nasty. You shouldn't come out of the nakedness of somebody born in your house, the nakedness of thy son's daughter. You shouldn't uncover the nakedness of thy father's wife, the nakedness of thy father's sister. You shouldn't uncover the nakedness of your sister when she is thy mother's near kin, the nakedness of your mother's sister. You shouldn't uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Or approach his wife. No, the nakedness of the daughter of his wife. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of that brother's wife. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of the woman or her daughter, neither shalt thou take her son's daughter. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her. In other words, marry somebody out of jealousy. You should not approach into a woman to uncover the nakedness as long as she is on her periods. You shouldn't lie calling with your neighbor's wife. It goes on and on and on. You shouldn't lay with an animal as a man guy. Any piece. These are the guidelines of God. But in some of our world churches, our so-called religion, we seem to feel there's some kind of permission that we have to violate these things. And when we have women like Minister L who will not go along with your slick conversation, and there are women who do the same as young men. They got slick conversation.
Yes.
And so it's not just young women who are victimized, but it's young men and our children. But we call it dating. Is that what we call it? Is that what we call those things I just read in Leviticus that God said we shouldn't do? But we put the word dating over it. And we say, you know, it's not normal if a young woman does not date. It's not normal if a young woman doesn't want to live her life according to the word of God. I say that's not normal. But if a young man don't have a bunch of women that he's sleeping with, he's not normal. If a young woman ain't got a bunch of men fighting over her, then that's not normal. The word of God said we should be holy. And the word of God tells us what that is. Minister Robinson.
Yes, sir.
What would you advise a young woman? Because I'm all the time dealing with situations where women, ministers in church, women who are ordained, are talking about they trying to save somebody and trying to lead this person up the right path. And the person they say they're trying to lead up the right path, I tell them murder ain't nothing but humping, bumping freaks. All they're trying to do is get them in the bed and wear them out. But at the same time, they're saying, I'm trying to save them. Young women, your apparatus between your legs cannot save anyone. No matter how great you think you are, young men, the apparatus between your legs cannot save anyone. And if anyone in the opposite sex believes that somebody's sex organ can deliver them, or that individual is telling you that through engaging you in sexual activity, they can lead you into the love of God, is a damned liar. I don't care what your title is. And if any of you are listening to me that know me and was thinking about calling me with that, please don't. Don't call me with somebody you chasing up into my ministry, telling you you're concerned about them and you ain't heard from them, and what you really want to do is sleep with them. And I know that. By your dialogue. And a lot of ministers, you don't think, know that's what you're doing? They know it. So stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It is not of God. Minister L, what would advice you would give to a young woman who's trying to come out of a scenario and live right, who's being taunted by, well, you slept with me last week, and you did this so-and-so and so-and-so, and now what do you think, you're better than us? There are whole families in church that will take the one young lady or the one young man who's trying to live right, and everybody will come against that person to get them to live outside of the Word of God. I know you know because I know you went through it.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give?
Well, I would say it's something that's holding you back from God, whatever the situation, whether we're talking about a sexual situation, that you need to take a sabbatical. Even if that's a sabbatical from your best friend, somebody you've been on for a while, your family. A lot of the time, we have a lot of different influences in our life. So we need to just take a break and get with God. It doesn't mean that you never talk to them and never see how you're doing. But right now in your life, the only person you need to hear is God. And so if you take that break from them, then you're able to hear God, and God will be able to help you get through your struggle and what you're dealing with. And number two, you need to be honest with God. As you talk to him, if you're having urges and it's hard, that's what you need to tell God. You need to tell him, this is difficult, this is hard, I don't know how to do it, I need you to help me make it through this hour, through this moment, through the day. And if you do have that urge, it's not going to last forever. If you are honest with God and tell him that you need help, that will pass. And as time is longer and longer, you'll be able to deal with that and know that when things are happening, I can depend on God to get me through what I need to get through. Is the advice that I would give.
Amen. In other words, cut off every avenue is going to lead you into sin. Look, you can go on www.dremapdox.org, and there's an MP3 on there, free of charge, talking about sex before marriage. It's just 3.5 minutes. It's a skit. It will be very beneficial, especially to you young women, you young people. Look, don't let anybody cope you into doing something sexually outside of the Word of God because they're trying to get you to prove your womanhood, your manhood, or your sainthood because you won't listen to this or such as Jezebel or Ahab nonsense. You need to know that God has a standard and he expects you to live by it and he's going to give you the power to live by it. Look, I want to thank you, Minister L. I think you've been very helpful to a lot of people. Again, this is Dr. Ernest Maddox. Dr. Ernest Maddox Ministries broadcast. And the title of this program has been Dating. Is that what you call it? You know what? We love you. God bless you. And stay tuned. Because next week we're going to be talking about Halloween and why you Christians have no business going anywhere near it. Amen, 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 and God bless you, be with you, secure you, and strengthen you always. Amen to that. And amen.